to the fish. Atmana. Personal. Anugraha artam. To show favor. Pritya. Very much pleased. Machavapudaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead would assume the form of a fish. Ajanan. Without knowledge of this. Rakshana artaya. Just to give protection. Shapalyaha. Of the fish. Saha. The king. Manaha. Mind. Dathe. Decided. Translation. To please himself. King Satyavrata, not knowing that the fish was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, decided with great pleasure to give the fish protection. So he can repeat to please himself. King Satyavrata, not knowing that the fish was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, decided with great pleasure to give the fish protection. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Here's an example of giving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even without knowledge. Such service is called Agyata Sukriti. King Satyavrata wanted to show his own mercy, not knowing that the fish was Lord Vishnu. By such unknowing devotional service, one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Service rendered to the Supreme Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, never goes in vain. So, tamatmano nugrahartam pichamatcha vapurdhavram ajanam rakshanartaya shaparyasa mano. Today, so, Om Ganatu Vidanda Shah, Gananjana Shvakya, Chakshur Meditam, Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, one interesting thing here, several interesting things about this verse, which deals with something called the Agyata Sukriti, which we talk about quite a bit. The first three words of this verse, according to Prabhupada's translation, is to please himself. Interesting. Because in the mode of goodness, one enjoys happiness, one becomes enamored, one becomes bewildered by a sense of happiness, and it's actually still based upon yourself, material mode of goodness. So here's what's being described as the material mode of goodness, to please oneself. And of course, we can please ourselves in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. In goodness, we please ourselves by thinking of ourselves as very charitable persons, very merciful persons, and it's still false ego in the mode of goodness. In the mode of passion, we please ourselves by acquiring more and more things like iPhone X's or whatever. Of course, none of you know what I'm talking about. And in the mode of ignorance, we please ourselves like beating up other people, dominating over other people, etc. So, anyway, so here he is enacting, his motivation is in the mode of goodness, and he's making spiritual advancement. That's very, very interesting. So I want to contrast this. There's an interesting verse in the Bhagavad Gita, 17:28, that some individuals have been talking about recently. In criticizing Agyata Sukriti, 17:28, if you want to look it up. That's a shradhya hutam datam tapas taptam kritam jayat asad ityuchate parta nacha tat precha nohya. And this verse says, anything done as sacrifice, charity, or penance without faith in the Supreme, O son of Pritha, is impermanent, it is called the sat, and is useless both in this life and in the next. So, this verse actually appears to contradict this principle of Agyata, or the benefit of Agyata Sukriti, doesn't it? So I'm going to explain why it doesn't contradict. Because there are certain activities, spiritual activities, that are so powerful that they give or even can bring someone to the perfect spiritual platform, even if they don't know what they're doing, even if they're atheists, even if they're against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I'm going to describe what those activities are. One of them is service, direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Sajjavrata is doing right here. Another one is the chanting of Krishna's holy names. And I'm going to give examples to chanting and hearing Krishna's holy names. Another one is coming in contact with Krishna's pure devotee and rendering service to Krishna's pure devotee. So these activities, and there may be others that I haven't touched upon, transcend this particular statement here in the Bhagavad Gita. In other words, they're so powerful, these activities, the holy names, the pure devotee, prasadam offered to the Supreme Personality of God. Prasadam, of course, means mercy offered with love and devotion. It doesn't mean food. So many times in Indian culture, people take the word prasad to mean food. You know, what is prasad? But it's not prasad unless it's offered with love and devotion to the Supreme Personality of God. It, as Krishna says in the Gita, you know, that patram pushpam palam payam yome vaktya prayachati. One should offer me a leaf, fruit, little water with love and devotion. So that's necessary qualities. Are leaf, fruit, and water, and love and devotion. So something actually has to be offered with love and devotion. So these are very spiritual activities that transcend even Krishna's statement here in the Bhagavad Gita. And here's some examples of that. Of course, one example, the most famous example from the Bhagavatam, is the example of Ajamil. That Ajamil was calling out the name of, when he was dying, of course, he was calling out the name of his son, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And somehow or other, he was also remembering Narayan when he started calling the name. It's described by the Acharyas. But he initially started calling out the name Narayan just simply to call his son as he was leaving his body. And as a result, he accumulated so many pious activities that he was able to eradicate all of his past karma. And of course, this statement is also made in the Harinam Chintamani regarding the glorification of Krishna's holy names. That if one chants the holy name on the platform, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls Namabash. Namabash means a reflection of the holy names. And so if one chants jokingly, unknowingly, derisively, even derisively means you're making fun of the devotees, those Hare Krishnas. Just like Srila Prabhupada commented on one article in the newspaper where the writer was saying basically derisive things about, in other words, critical things about the devotees, but he kept calling the devotees those Hare Krishna devotees. They always chant Hare Krishna. Why are they so attached to chanting Hare Krishna? They shouldn't chant Hare Krishna. They should chant... Anyway, I'm not going to say everything he said. But he said Hare Krishna so many times in the article, and Prabhupada looked at the article and he said, he has done a very nice job. You know, he's glorifying the Supreme Personality of God. So anyone who hears or reads that article will make spiritual advancement. So that's the principle of Ajata Sukriti, in the application to the holy names. Now, if you apply Ajata Sukriti in application to mundane pious activities, it doesn't work like that if you don't have faith in the Supreme. So that verse refers to, let's say, not only mundane pious activities, but activities that are spiritual, such as, you know, reciting the Vedic literatures, but one is reciting or doesn't have the faith in the Supreme, so he's reciting with the intention of material intention. For example, you have these different groups of so-called Hindus, like the Arya Samaj, Brahma Samaj. Some of you may have heard about them before. You know, Arya Samaj, of course, they believe in the Vedic injunctions, and they perform yajnas, and they do all these swaha stuff, which is very interesting. But they don't believe that ultimately there's a supreme personality of Godhead. It's something like the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, Jaivanese Karma Mimamsa philosophy. So they're not making any spiritual advancement. You know, they can chant Vedic mantras all they want. Of course, if they come across a Vedic mantra that says Om or Krishna or Vishnu, then they make some spiritual advancement. That's the power of the holy names. It doesn't even require initiation. It just requires you say Vishnu, Ram, Krishna, Nrsimha. I mean, Krishna is so merciful. Or like is described, the Muslims sometimes, when there's a story in the one of the Puranas of a Muslim being attacked by a boar, and he's chanting, Haram, Haram. How powerful, how powerful. So he's chanting the name of Ram. Interesting, isn't it? And he's making spiritual advancement just by going, how horrible. In English, unfortunately, we're not so fortunate when we say how horrible or some expletive the truckers use that it's a spiritual name. It's like you go to a truck stop in America and you'll hear language that you've never heard before. And none of those words, I think, are related to Krishna's holy names. I can't think of one. So, other interesting examples are when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dealing with Prakashananda Saraswati. This is a story from the Shastras, too. And Prakashananda, he was, let's say, a born Mayavadi impersonalist, and his whole life was actually dedicated to decrying the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and devotional service and everything like that. So, this was in Benares, this particular pastime occurred. And these Mayavadis, impersonalists, they were kept inviting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take prasadam with them. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to take prasadam with Mayavadis or impersonalists. Finally, his devotees said, you've got to do something about this. So he agreed to go to their meeting, not necessarily to take prasadam. So when he walked into the meeting of the impersonalists, instead of just, let's say, washing his feet and sitting with the rest of them, because he was a bona fide sannyasi, although they considered him to be a sannyasi of a lower order, the Bharti Sampradaya. He washed his feet and then sat down in the place where everybody washed their feet, which is considered a very dirty place. Now you have to understand, in India, that feet are generally considered something dirty. I mean, it's obvious because feet are walking on the dirt and they get dirty, and therefore washing your feet when you go to a temple or someplace is considered very, very important. If you go to Tirumala, they actually have water that washes the path, so when you walk into the temple, it automatically washes your feet. So anyway, so Lord Chaitanya sat down in what's considered this dirty place, and he did something else. He turned up the wattage on his effulgence. Yeah, of course, the wattage is always high, you know, 10,000 amps or something. And he just manifested it. And this impersonalist, Prakashananda, he reached out to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring him to a proper sitting place. And Prabhupada comments in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that was a Gata Sukriti. And that was the beginning of his devotional service. So you see how potent that is. The direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the holy name, contact with the pure devotee. As far as contact with the pure devotee, that's mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When our friend Kamsa was feeling a little compassionate because he was figuring it's not proper to kill all the sons of Devaki and Vasudeva, only the eighth one. And Narada Muni appears to inform him that you better be careful. Any of these could be the eighth, because you don't know how they're counting. They may be counting down, they may be counting up, they may be counting sideways, or crisscross, or whatever. So therefore, you should kill all the kids. So Narada Muni appears before him, and Kamsa gives him some respect. Prabhupada comments in the Krishna book that Kamsa was making spiritual advancement by respecting Narada Muni. So there's another instance of Vijnata Sukriti. Another instance is brought out by Srila Prabhupada in, or another instruction is brought out by Prabhupada in his conversation with Bob Cohn, who happens to be named Ramatirtha nowadays, in this book called Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, that Prabhupada was talking to Ramatirtha, and he was talking about Ramatirtha was actually complaining how the devotees were always asking for donations. Actually, I'll tell some story that Ramatirtha just told me, but in a second. And Prabhupada said, this is a Gyatra Sukriti. If you give a devotee a donation and it's used in Krishna's service, not used for your own self. If you use it in Krishna's service, Prabhupada says it's very simple. If a devotee takes money that's given to him and uses it for sense gratification and not for Krishna's service. So when people come and they offer donations, we shouldn't be asking donations for our sense gratification, for ourselves, for our household or anything like that. I mean, this is very sacrosanct, the money that is given to the society. It's public money. It actually belongs to Krishna. So Prabhupada said, when the devotees take the money, that's Gyatra Sukriti, the person's making spiritual advancement. One interesting thing happened. The reason Brahmacharya was, let's say, approaching this particular subject matter is because he was basically being harassed by the devotees. Not only to give a donation, but he tells a story that when he was with Prabhupada, and this was at the Kumbh Mela, and there were all sorts of devotees around, and he was the only, let's say, non-devotee Western person, that there were so many sannyasis, and they were all looking to actually preach to him, and, you know, preach to him in such a way that it would have been abusive. So he said that Prabhupada protected him from the sannyasis. Because, you know, like if you have like 20 sannyasis and one new devotee, it's dangerous to be a new devotee in that particular circumstance. So Prabhupada protected him. So that's his story. It had nothing to do with the Gyatra Sukriti, but also it's an interesting story. Then another story of Vijnata Sukriti, actually I was thinking of all these different stories, is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dealing with the Buddhists. He was having this discussion with the Buddhists. The Buddhists got very upset with him. They wanted to defame him by giving him impure food, because it's considered also in India that if you eat impure food, you can actually, your whole it's like, you know, stature in society becomes destroyed. Sometimes it's described that if you take the water from a Muslim's water pot that's sprinkled on your head, you become a Muslim. I mean, there's this whole like system of what we call ritual purity. Ritual purity. And of course, one shouldn't become so much engrossed in the rituals that they forget the reason for the purity. I mean, what's the reason that we only eat food offered to Krishna? It's not simply ritual purity, it's a question that we don't want to be accruing karma. Because Krishna says in the Gita that anybody who eats food and not offered to him, he's verily eating pap, or verily eating sin. So it's not just a question, you know, people from the outside look at us and they say, oh, this ritual purity business, you know, these people are in great cage of this. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Buddhist, getting back to the story. And the Buddhists wanted to defame Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they thought, we can't defeat him in argumentation, so let's give him some impure foodstuffs in the name of Mahaprasadam. You know, obviously, if someone offers Mahaprasadam, you have to accept. Just like one time I was behind a Shiva temple and they were offering me Ganja Mahaprasadam. And I said, it's a codicil I can't accept today and the other day. I didn't want to offend them. So so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offered this so-called Mahaprasanna, which was untouchable food. And therefore, in order to keep Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from touching this untouchable stuff, a big bird, who probably was Garuda or an expansion of Garuda, appeared, picked up this plate of untouchable food and dropped it on the head of the chief Buddhist monk. And the chief Buddhist monk was knocked unconscious, probably in a coma. And all of his associates, the other Buddhist monks, were completely in anxiety, and they went to Lord Chaitanya, what should I do? What should we do? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna. Now, they didn't have faith in the Supreme. I mean, they were against, I guess, the personality of Godhead. And so they started to chant Hare Krishna. And they chanted in the ear of their chief Buddhist monk. And this way they were also initiated. Without knowing, they were initiated. There's an instance of initiation, adhyata initiation, adhyata diksha. Not only adhyata sukriti, adhyata diksha. That's interesting, isn't it? So they got initiated into the holy name. They started chanting. They initiated. They became gurus in their own right. Adhyata, a guru. And they became gurus without knowing. And they initiated their guru, the chief Buddhist, and they all became Vaishnavas. Interesting story. And so there's another instance of Agyata Sukriti, another instance of so many stories from the Vedic literatures we can cite to prove this point. But another instance is Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai, they had previously, run after Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur in an attempt to attack them. That's not exactly Agyata Sukriti, but anyway. But the Agyata Sukriti is that they decided to establish their drinking activities right outside of the Sri Balsangam. Now, if you're gonna get drunk, it's better to get drunk outside the temple. Right? So we should have arrange for someone to set up a bar right next to the Hare Krishna temple. So they were hearing the holy names, and not only hearing the holy names, like you see sometimes on the Harinam, isn't it the drunkards they will imitate? You ever see that?
They like to dance.
They like to dance and chant, and they imitate. So this is exactly what was happening with Jagai Mama. They were dancing and imitating, also hiccuping from time to time, as drunkards do, like that. And as a result of that, they became purified. Amazing, isn't it? They became purified just by imitating, without faith in the Supreme. Probably they were so sinful, not probably, but they were so sinful that even Yamas and his scribe Chitragupta couldn't keep up with their sinful activities. And they were purified just by this Agyata Sukriti, the chanting of the Lord's holy name. And not only with human beings does this principle apply, but with animals. We find that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged all the entities in the Jarakanda forest in Agyata Sukriti, and they became devotees.
7:00.
Thank you. It's actually 7:06 almost. So the internet's wrong. So they became devotees by chanting and dancing. The animals started chanting, dancing, kissing each other, embracing tigers and lions and bears. Of course, it doesn't mention bears. Tigers and lions and elephants. I mean, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sprinkled some things on the elephants and started dancing and chanting. And if that's not a Agyata Sukriti, I don't know what is, because animals definitely do not have that much faith in the Supreme. Do not have that much knowledge. Agyata means without knowledge. Actually, jnana means knowledge, and agyata means without knowledge. So animals certainly don't have faith in the Supreme. Yet they became great devotees. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent a dog back and brought it. There was that dog. There was that dog that was following Shivananda Sen. Interesting story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of the dogs joined the procession of the devotees that was going from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. Every year they would go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's interesting that Shivananda Sen, who was actually maintaining all the devotees along the way, also maintained the dog. Now, why did you maintain the dog? Because in the Vedic literatures it says that any entity who takes shelter of you must be given shelter. Doesn't mean you have to invite him in your house and curl up with him in bed, like people do in America. And even in India. Actually, I was in India and watching all the people in the cities walking their dog. Even in Govardhan, there were people with dogs who were walking them around Govardhan. We're not talking about stray dogs. We're talking about, you know, trained dogs walking them around. It's ridiculous. So, but anyway, if a dog takes shelter, you make sure it gets something to eat. It's given shelter from the cold and everything. So Shivananda Sen, this dog had joined them. And also, when you go on Parikrama, sometimes you notice that a dog joined you for the Parikrama. Anyone's had that experience when you go around Govardhan? There's a dog who just joins you. He just keeps going around. You're just wondering, who were you in your last life? You know, were you one of my friends or my disciple or something like that in your last life? So isn't it happens like that. A dog keeps going around. And when a dog follows you in Parikrama, what's actually interesting is that the dogs have their territory, so the other dogs attack them as they're following you. You ever see that? But still the dog keeps following you. And so... So anyway, so Shivananda Sen was giving shelter to the dog, even paid extra money so the dog could cross the rivers, pay the boatman money, and the dog actually wasn't fed one day when Shivananda Sen was away. And Shivananda Sen felt so bad that he actually fasted because the servant had not fed the dog. I mean, that's how important it is to give shelter to all living entities. He actually fasted. Then, later on, the devotees arrived in Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they arrived in Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throwing this this coconut pulp at the dog, and the dog was like chanting Hare Krishna. You know, standing up, I guess, on its hind legs, go Hare Krishna, wherever dogs go. And it's just right, the dog went back to Godhead. So the point I'm making through all these stories is we should understand the importance, that's our preaching, to engage people, because generally people don't have faith in the Supreme. Generally people don't know anything about Krishna. Generally, you know, people may think that we're actually an interesting cult or whatever. But if we engage people in hearing the holy name somehow or other, then they will become devotees. Or taking prasadam, like Prabhupada said, someone who takes a simply wonderful, he will become simply wonderful after some time. So they'll become devotees. It's like my own experience. And the reason I'm here is that one day I turned on the radio, and everyone's heard this story before, and on the radio there was Srila Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna. You know, the Happening album, the first album was 1967, 68, or whatever it was, I don't remember the year. Prabhupada was chanting. And basically, I didn't know anything about the chanting at that point. My whole life was changed. I'm here because of the Gyata Sukriti. And I think most of us are here because of the Gyata Sukriti, whether we're in India, whether we're in America. Because we heard the holy names, and then we felt this stirring in our hearts. And of course, that hearing the holy names from disciplic succession, or from representative someone in disciplic succession, is the implantation of the bhakti lata bij. That's a seed. Just like we have different seeds in our heart. We have the karma bij, jnana bij. That means the seed of desire to perform fruitive activities or material activities or speculative activities. But the bhakti latabis, Brahmananda Brahmate, Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Latabis. The bhakti latabis became planted in our hearts by hearing the holy names. Just by that process, and then that's why we're here today. Or by taking a book. Prabhupada said even if someone touches the book or puts it in a respectable place on their bookshelf or opens up and reads one page of the book. And Prabhupada described that all, because all the books are out and everyone's home, that Prabhupada describes like the poison has entered the bloodstream. People talk about poisoning nowadays. Well, by all these books being distributed, by the holy name being chanted everywhere, it's inevitable if we keep propagating Krishna consciousness, it's inevitable. Even though it appears like incredible, impossible, that society will change. It will change. It's a fact. I mean, even politicians who shall remain nameless to protect the innocent, if they hear the holy names and chant the holy names, they will change. They will change, and the whole world will become changed just by this process of Agyata Sukriti. So the point I'm making is we don't want to decry Agyata Sukriti like we've heard some people do, reciting this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, that, anything done without faith, austerity and penance is done without faith in the Supreme is useless both in this world and the next. That's only in reference to things of the mode of goodness, like that. But Krishna conscious austerity, penance, sacrifices, especially the holy name, especially other pure devotees of the Lord, especially prasadam offered to the deities, any of these things have the ability, tateno kampam susha mikshamanam bunjana bhagma kritam vipakam ridbhag before dhamnams. No, that's not the verse. The verse I'm going to recite was, I forget the Sanskrit. But these words, Tadvag Visargo, Janataka Viplavo, Yasmin Pratislogam Abhata Bhachapi, Namanantasha, Yashol Nikitani Yat, Shunvanti Gayanti Granati Yat Sarva. That these words of these holy names have the ability to create a revolution in the lives of a misdirected or impious civilization. So we have about 30 seconds left. Any questions?
Where's that verse from?
What?
That verse you just
Tadvag Visargo, that's from the Bhagavatam.
Yeah, which one?
I forget the number. I don't remember numbers when I remember verses.
Second chapter. Prabhupada tells a story about he got into a train with devotees.
Yeah.
And he said that the wood and the trees were cut down 6 years before, those trees that benefit were taken to devotees in that train car.
Wood? Oh, the trees that made the train car.
Train car was made
of wood.
Oh,
I see. Yeah, it's hard for me to relate to train cars. He made of wood.
The wood, the tree.
Make it. Wow, that's pretty far out.
A little mountain that was tail of fire and it was going like this on the water.
Uh-huh.
God,
oh, yeah, the mouse. Yeah, the mouse that actually kept the ghee lamp going. He went back to Godhead. I mean, so there are many examples of Yatsa Sukriti when applied to pure devotional service.